I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Hello, friends. Welcome to our little world. Hello, Vinny.
It's vaccine day for you, kid.
It is. How you feeling?
I didn't get a third boob.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You actually secretly wanted one, didn't you?
Well, I mean, I was watching for it. I know that, you know.
You feeling? You kept feeling around for it, see if it was
talked
there.
About it a lot.
Well, it was quite an exciting development at my house.
You know, my partner's husband, and Isla goes, "The guy with the curly hair?" I'm like, "Yeah, that guy."
Oh, she knows who he is.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that guy.
That's
he got
guy.
A third boob. And she was like, "Wait, what?" She's all about boobs. Yeah. It's incredible.
Well, boobs are exciting, you know?
Well, they are, but, you know, she's seven, so.
Yeah, but, you know, you think you realize you're a little kid at some point, and you realize that you're going to get those, and you can't wait for them.
Well, okay, how about this one? This was a new discovery.
Let's hear this.
You guys cannot talk about this. Do you understand me?
We will not talk about it.
Coco? So,
this is just between the four of us.
Pinky promise?
Yeah,
pinky swear.
Okay, pinky swear. There we go.
Bryn, put up your pinky. We're going to all swear.
I'm not
going to
say anything. Maybe clip of the day, but definitely not say anything.
All right. It's not clip of the day, trust me. So we're in the car. We're running an errand last evening. And I actually think I was supposed to say outright no. Now that I look back at it, the missus is probably just going, "I have the dumbest husband in the world."
Mm-hmm. That's impossible. She can't possibly be saying that.
No, I think she might be. Anyway, we're in the car and the kid is hitting around at something. Well, should I ask Dad? I should ask Dad. And I'm sitting there driving and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just be patient and wait for this to come flying out, right?
Right, because obviously it's going to.
Yeah, what could this possibly be? And then she's like, this is from the backseat. "Mom, will you tell Dad what I want?" And Mom's like, "No." And I even said, I'm like, "You know, if you want something in this life and you're not grown enough to ask for it, you don't deserve it. Like, you need to be able to save
that's
for
rough.
Yourself."
Oh, that's a tough one.
Tough. Yeah. Tough
come on, Isla. Nut up, girl.
Exactly right. So it takes, of course...
Just more hemming and hawing, right?
20 minutes of drama passes before she finally says, "Well, you know that thing that me and Violet were playing with when..." And I'm like, "No, why would I know that? What are you talking about? Stop beating around the bush and tell me." And she goes, "I want a pregnant belly." And I'm like, "Oh, God, what in the hell?
You're in trouble,
are you
my friend."
About?
Oh, she is so quick to grow up, isn't she?
She just wants to grow up and be a mommy.
How are we going to go anywhere with our 7-year-old having a pregnant belly? Like, I realize I can't, you know, she hasn't been into a store with me in forever.
But that's coming, though. I mean, it's right around the corner.
Standing at the register and your 7-year-old has a pregnant belly.
There would be questions.
Yeah, there would be
even
questions.
Even if they were unspoken, the questions would be in the eyes.
Right.
What's going on at this house? What's going on in this little girl's life that
right,
she's
exactly.
dying to be
so,
pregnant?
Show her a birthing video and then she'll change her mind.
Yeah.
You know,
let her watch a baby
the family
story.
Life. Yeah. Mm. She's going to watch it eventually.
You think that's the move?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, tell,
I don't know about that. You gotta, I don't watch
you gotta
that.
Implant how
I haven't
painful.
Seen that. Why would I show her that?
Oh, you've never watched one of those?
Of course I have, but you know what I mean. I don't want to see that. Jesus.
Well, you don't have to watch it. Just let her watch it. But here's the thing. You need to instill in her how, and your wife needs to get in on this, how painful it is to give birth, how it's you should be really scared of this and protect against it. It's how traumatic it is, how it ruins your body. But she, you know, drill all that into her head. At least give her pause for thought.
You don't need to traumatize her.
No, you should definitely traumatize her. You do not want a pregnant 14-year-old.
That's true.
Hell, did you think about that?
When I was a kid?
I
wanted to be a mom bad, but my mom did that. She was like, you don't want to have a kid. It's incredibly... It's incredibly painful.
Well, if Ellie did that, you turned out all right.
Did I? That's a nice thing to say.
You know, I was like, just put a pillow under there. She goes, no, that's not good enough.
Do they make child-size baby bellies?
I hope to God not.
No,
honestly,
I doubt that.
There's no way, right?
No,
it does. It seems like, I don't know why, but it does seem inappropriate. Like,
so
it is,
course,
it's a natural part of life, and certainly she'll probably be pregnant at some point in her life and have your grandchildren. You'll be 90, but she'll be bearing those.
Too old for that if I'm still here.
But
yeah,
it's weird.
I don't pick up why mom has pushed this onto me like an idiot. Now I know that she was expecting me to go, absolutely not. And of course, I'm like driving, and so I'm listening to music, you know, the Troll soundtrack. Hello.
Right.
So rock on, my
there's
friend.
A window into my world in the minivan with the Trolls soundtrack on, talking about pregnancy bellies. So I say to
her, well, you never know where life's going to take you, Vinny.
Oh, God.
How did
Jesus.
I get here?
How did I get here is right. So then she goes, I go, how much is it? You even have that much money? And she goes, it's $80, and I have 100. And I go, all right, well, listen, you know, this will be a lesson in you learning how to waste money, because after a few minutes, you're going to really be bummed that you shot all your savings on a pregnancy belly. And she's all, no, I won't. I'm going to order it as soon as we get home then. Okay, thank you. I'm like, oh God.
So wait. So this is like an adult pregnancy, like one of those ones that you sell to a man so he can enjoy the love of having a child?
Isn't it what you guys put on me when we did that the first baby shower?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, are these four men?
Don't ask me.
Well, you know, you should look into this. Your daughter's clearly fascinated by it.
This is all news to me last night. And I'm just like, look, I don't, honestly, if we're done, then I didn't really have any problems with the vaccine. It made me tired, but I didn't have any side effects at all. I didn't.
Wait, why are we not talking about the pregnancy belly anymore?
I'm just saying, you know, last night I was a little tired. I was
so you just were like trying to get through the day.
I'm just trying to look. I wasn't ready for any of that.
Did she buy the thing the minute she
got
home?
No. In fact, the missus very specifically said, "No computer for you. You've been on it too long today." So that was her.
Oh, that's a good way.
Holdover.
Yeah, that's good.
But that kid's going to wake up this morning on fire with a website for pregnant bellies. I don't know how she's going to, I don't know.
Can you look up, can someone research that? Like, do they make size small pregnancy bellies? Like, this is the most.
It's horrifying. She can't walk around, you know, like, okay, so if she gets it, we're going to have to tell her. You can't leave your bedroom with that. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, like, is this something that she would want to wear to school? And I put school in quotes, as in, like, maybe there'll be school someday. Like, that's still
I don't
hopeful.
Know. I don't know what this is. But the answer's no for that.
Yeah.
The answer's
well,
no
she
for
could
the
bring
whole
it to
thing.
Show and tell day. Like, someday I'm going to be a mommy, and here's what it's going to look like before I have the baby.
Clearly, I didn't pick up that this was my job to be the bad guy.
No.
So I will go home and be the bad guy as soon as we're done here.
Lucky.
Jesus.
It's so great being the bad guy, isn't it?
Well,
when your kids,
you know,
I like when my kid goes to me, Dad says I can do this if you say yes. Mm-hmm. And you get burnt like two or three times with that one. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care. Go ahead.
Sarah's mom actually just chimed in and said, I never ever told her she shouldn't have kids.
Oh my God. She All didn't caps. Say I shouldn't have kids. She said, it's very painful. And here's what you'll go through. And here's why. You
You're
going
to prolapse your woman area. You want that?
You
want
to wait on this. I didn't even know what my woman area was at that point. I'm like, woman area? What do you tell you? Just open up like the thigh and the baby falls out? I don't know how to. Thought that for the longest time. And yeah, I mean, I did want to be a mom.
They
I
sell
remember...
three different sizes of fake bellies at Walmart for $18.99.
For how long? How much?
$18.99.
Oh, yeah. That's much less expensive.
For three,
oh,
good. But they're
so
like
you can get
strap-ons.
A bunch of them. Super.
Wait, so three in a pack? Like
yeah, that's what it looks
like.
Like three sizes.
A 3 month, a 6 month, and a 9 month. Just so you can fool your coworkers or something? Like
I guess,
what?
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Interesting.
I think yours was called a sympathy belly, Vin.
I don't know.
Three sizes fake belly. Artificial baby tummy belly pregnancy. Pregnant bump. This is too long of a title.
Why
but,
is there
yeah.
a market for that? That is, okay.
Is it suitable for actor false pregnant? It was really long. It's a really
so
long title.
So it's just... If you wanted to
scam somebody?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
All right. Well, that's good.
I don't
know
who you're scamming.
Good thing we put that over the airwaves.
Yeah. Walmart.
Someone just had
just
their,
another
like,
way to trick money out of someone.
Their newest bright idea just came bing. What?
I know what I'll do.
19 that's a very like small
people,
investment.
Those people who say at work that they're that they have, you know, cancer and they don't, and they raise all kinds of money and the whole community rallies around them and then someone actually looks into it. This is just a way, look, I'm going to be taking 6 months off from maternity leave.
Uh-huh.
And then you come back with some tragic story about something that happened to the baby that you didn't have.
Right.
Like that's, there are people. Those are, that's who Walmart is selling to.
Or my kid.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway, that was.
Look at those bellies. Look at, they have like over the shoulder straps and they're full on.
Oh, God.
Maybe some people just want to experience it. I don't know.
Well,
maybe they're gonna adopt
what's
a baby,
happening, right? Her maybe and her they're... friend Violet were, but they were obviously playing this in their room, or at one point.
So, so Violet has this at her house.
No, Violet is an older girl who is actually the sweetest, kindest, most darling little girl in the world. But she's twice my kid's age. So maybe they were playing. She's one of the McCutcheon's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nice enough to play with my daughter where, you know, there's by the time you're 13, you're kind of over that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Isla's a little kid to her.
Right. So that she's nice enough to be a good sport about all this stuff. But she's older. She's about to start everything. She's tall. She's changing.
Well, it's at 13, happening. She must be about to start high school.
Yes, exactly. So that's anyway, they a year or two ago, they were obviously playing mommy. And this is where what she was referencing. I assume. I don't know.
Really weird. What a weird thing.
Yeah, it's very weird. Anyway, let's move on. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to put a stop to it when I get home.
I can't wait to hear how that goes.
Well, I'm good at that part. That part's easy. In fact, the missus is like, when she's straight up about it, I know what my job is. The littlest one, I'm like, there's been times where she's like, you have to handle this. And then I get the little one in the corner while she's screaming. Like it's hurting her physically.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, sorry, you got 2 minutes in the corner, so stay there. And she just screams bloody.
Oh, it's just
it really I don't is... mean to laugh, but it's
no,
so
it's
like
right. I mean,
you're not even being touched, kid. Just stand there. You'll be done in a second.
Try to learn something from this.
I mean, this is
God
not...
knows I am. I'm learning about all the decisions I've made in my life and what happens. It's you know, you were saying the other day how it doesn't matter what people tell you before you have kids. You just really think it's going to be this romantic thing that is going to be different for you. And
all
and
of
look,
it. Everything.
Having kids is great. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the worst thing that ever happened to you.
It's just too all-consuming.
Really,
that's what it comes down
to. It's really hard because you actually feel guilt. Like, especially if you tried really hard to have kids and now you're like, holy crap, I want to kill this kid because they're
right.
keeping me up all night. And it's like, you know, you did it to yourself and it will be worth it someday. You know, one hopes. Right? So it's...
No, it's worth it. And you know those little kid moments that are good are
sure.
as good as it gets.
And they're what
no
keep
doubt.
You going because they're few mm-hmm. and far between.
And it doesn't help when texters or people, as you just said, say things like, you did this to yourself.
You
asked for this.
It to yourself.
That is not helpful.
It's true. And actually, I would argue on your behalf that this wasn't your idea.
No. No, I argued against both, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And yet...
You lost and agreed.
Well, I mean, I've told you the story. I want to be a good partner. I want her to have the things that she wants in this life. I just also was explaining, I'm 50. I don't want to work around the clock on this stuff.
Also,
I don't.
I'd love to retire at
it's
some point.
It's not what I want.
You'd be wanting to retire right around the time they're going off to college, and suddenly right. There's a...
There's you know. A more...
Well, there's always student loans, man. Or there's always community college.
I right. Mean, those no, are, I nothing, think we're going to have be ashamed that covered. Of there. I think I'm talking more about the times when I say to myself, oh, the surf is good and I'm on it. And everyone's looking at me like, but we have places to go.
Mm. Well, go ahead and
you have
go.
You have obligations here.
Oh, yeah, Bryn. Of all the people, Bryn is saying
there,
that.
Guys.
The guy who's been daddy daycare for how long now?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been more than a minute. This whole thing's been more than a minute. This isn't just some blip on
it's
societies.
Funny, in the arguments we have had, and there have been some, the missus
sure,
has
course.
Always said, I didn't plan this pandemic. I'm like, oh, we're done here. Of course yeah. You didn't. No one did.
Right.
The whole world has been screwed by this
We're
thing.
All right and we're all wrong. And it's awful. It's awful. We hate it. And this is what we're dealing with. So deal with it.
And speaking of, vaccine day for you, kid.
I know.
How are you feeling about it?
Shot.
Are you encouraged? I know you watched John grow a boob, but are you encouraged at all that I was able to avoid, at least so far, any real side effects?
I am, you know, I've heard everything from people from it was nothing to I was tired to I was sick and had to crawl into bed for 3 days.
I was out for three days.
I like a sore arm. What do I care? Like, that's okay. I can deal with that for a couple days.
You might get a third boob, like the 12-year-old
yeah. I mean,
chick.
I might get a third.
You know
boob.
What? My arm's 100% right. I mean, I feel it's slightly.
What are you
like,
2 days out? Wouldn't you have it
yeah.
Tuesday?
I got it.
Yeah. You know what I'm hearing is that the people with a really robust younger people are suffering more than older people because their immune system is just. More robust than ours. Like it puts your body puts up a bigger fight the younger that you are. So I hear.
Well, whatever. I'm excited for you to get it done and then you can just go into the weekend.
Oh my God. And then a couple weeks later, you know, then we'll be able like, you know, it's just so aggravating all the processes that you have to go through to get things done. You know, it'll just be really nice to go. Even just something as simple as, Johnny, come in here and sit down where it's already wired up as opposed to having to put him in the outhouse with and run wires across the yard to get, I mean, just dumb. Just little dumb things like that. And it's also, you know, I really want to have a day where someone shows up at your house and you know both of you are vaccinated and you give each other a hug. And as soon as they're in the house, the masks come off and you just act like normal people. I long for normal people, for just normal interactions with people.
Well, I really hope it goes well today. I was worried about mine, you know? I definitely thought, like...
You did a lot of prep work for
it. I don't want a deal. I don't.
No.
And I drank a
you
ton of
enough.
Water,
right.
And I took my vitamins, and it's... If that helped, then...
Great.
Then great.
And if it didn't help, you still came through it just fine.
And I'm still okay, right. Exactly. So...
Yeah. I'm the thing I'm worried about now... is a couple people wrote in yesterday saying you may have, through a glitch, been able to book your second appointment too soon. Because I'll be 19 days, not 21 days. And I guess they take a look at your card and people have gotten turned away and say, come back Saturday, Sarah, because that'll be the actual
Listen,
3 weeks. I just want to get it over with, you know?
Just confidently walk right up there. And be
oh,
like,
don't you worry about that. I'll be like, what?
Throw
well,
it in
me. This
is
an outrage.
Get that
Stick
in here.
Stick me.
I need
Stick
it.
Stick me, baby.
I want it. I bought it.
I want it. I bought it. I got it. You love it. You got it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's
hurry.
Morning Show. Nope. Here we go. Now something completely different.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.